Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Ayin Gimel. We're at the Mishnah on the top of daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Gemara on daf Ayin Beis took a little bit of a digression. We've been learning Perek Ben Sayru Meir, the first two dafim of which deal with the Ben Sayru Meir. And from there, the Gemara went on to discuss Roidev. So how do we go from Ben Sayru Meir to Roidev? So the Rishonim say, because the Gemara said that a Ben Sayru Meir is unique, that although he's given Mises Bezdin, he's not given Mises Bezdin for what he did, but rather we give him Mises Bezdin for what we anticipate he is going to do. It's in the same vein, a Roidev is someone that one is allowed to kill, but also not for what he did, but rather for what we're anticipating he's going to do. So it's for that reason we have a very famous daf, Sanhedrin daf Ayin Beis, that deals with halachas of Roidev, and another daf that deals with halachas of Roidev, and that is Sanhedrin daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah, ve'eluhein shematzilin oisan benafshon. The following people were allowed to save them, or save the person that they are trying to harm, even if it means taking the person's life. So just like a Roidev, there's a concept that if Ruvay is chasing Shimon, Ruvay wants to kill Shimon. Any bystander has a right to kill Reuven, to prevent Reuven from killing Shimon. As we'll see now in the Mishnah, it's not exclusive. It's not exclusive to Roidev Acha Haveri Lahargoy, but there are other times where you'll have the same halacha, where you're allowed to kill somebody to prevent him from harming somebody. Zok the Mishnah, number one, HaRoidev Acha Haveri Lahargoy. That's the classic Roidev. V'achar HaZachar, if a man is trying to be ma'anes, another man, Mishkov Zachar, against his will. So the halacha is that we're allowed to kill the person to make sure that he's not ma'anes this person. Or even if a man wants to be ma'anes a woman, to the extent that this woman is a Naira Hamurasa, as we've seen so many times already in Masechet Sanhedrin, a Naira Hamurasa has a very special place in halacha. So we're allowed to even kill the Roidev to prevent this person from being ma'anes the Naira Hamurasa. Says the Mishnah, but if someone's Roidev Achar Behemo, or if someone's attempting to be Mechal Shabbos, if someone's an Eved Avodah Zara, or he wants to be Eved Avodah we don't say that let's prevent him from doing it, that we're even going to go ahead and kill him. There's no such halacha. So if somebody is trying to kill somebody, if someone is trying to violate a zachar, or if someone's trying to violate a naira murasa, there the halacha is that we stop him at all costs, even if it means to kill the person. It's okay. We're going to stop him from trying to do what he's doing. And then the Mishnah gives a few examples of when we don't stop him. A roidev acha behema, mechal ol Shabbos, and a oved avodah zara. Now, obviously, there's a chiddush in the sefer of the Mishnah, meaning, sol kedai techamina, I would have thought that those three things are like the first three things. And just like a roidev acha chaver lahargoy, and a roidev acha hazachar, and a roidev acha naira murasa, the halacha is that matzilu noisem anafshan, I would have thought those as well. Says the Mishnah that that's not the case, that's not going to be the halacha. Zok digamar, tana rabban, aminai, the roidev acha chaver lahargoy, shenitin latzilu benafshan. How do we know that if Reuven's trying to kill Shimon, so the halacha is we stop Reuven, even if it means killing Reuven. So that's the halacha of Roidev. What's the makar to Roidev? That's the Gemara's kasha. Nothing complicated about the question. We're all familiar with the idea of a Roidev. It's something that permeates Shas. The Gemara Shai Liz, Minonimili, how do you know there's such a concept of a Roidev that you're allowed to kill the person? Talmud Loimar, it's learned out from a well-known pasuk. It says, Loi Samoid Al Dam Reyecha. What does Lisama Ladam Reyechu mean? That if you see your friend dying, you know, just stand there. You have to do something about it. That's the case of every Roidev. So you see Shimon dying. Why is Shimon dying? Because Reuven's about to kill him. Lisama Ladam Reyechu, you have to do whatever you need to do to make sure that Shimon doesn't die. Even if it means kill Reuven. Meaning, it's true, there's an idea of Lisama Ladam Reyechu, but if you want to take it so far and to tell me, you're even allowed to kill somebody to prevent somebody else from dying, it must be that there's some kroyesera. Because the literal definition of the words doesn't necessarily mean that you can go to such an extreme. And the Gemara's kasha is that we have a Mufurish Abraisa, which seems to say that I need to teach me the basic halacha. That if you see somebody dying, there's a loisase, which means it's not extra to teach me that there's even an idea of when you want to kill someone to save somebody else's life. So, Frank the Gemara, how do you know if you see somebody drowning at sea, or there's an animal tearing the person up, or list they're not coming, they're going to kill him? How do you know that you have to save the person? So, if I need to teach me the basic vanilla law that says that if you see your friend dying, you can't just stand there, you have to do something about it to try to save him, then it's not extra to teach me the halacha of roidif. So the Gemara says, you're right. If leisamar adam reyach is not teaching me roidif because I need that to teach me the basic halacha of leisamar adam reyach, so how then do I know roidif? That's what the Gemara says. Asi, but kal v'chaymer, min nairam urasa. I know it, kal v'chaymer, from nairam urasa, man nairam urasa shloi ba'el l'poigma, amritar nitin latzila b'nafshay. We'll see in a moment, the Gemara is going to tell us that it's a mefurish apostik that says that if you see somebody trying to be ma'anis, rape, a naira murasa, you have to do whatever you can possibly do to stop this person. Even if it means kill him, you're allowed to kill him. So, to Gemara, it's a kal v'chaymer. Madach, if someone's being ma'anis, a naira murasa, you're allowed to kill the ma'anis to prevent him from being ma'anis, the naira murasa. So, roi defach ha'chaber lahargoy, if somebody wants to kill someone, at the end of the day, killing somebody is worse than being ma'anis somebody. Alachas kama v'kama. So certainly that should be the halacha. By the way, Tosfos says, I'm not so sure I agree with this kal v'chaymer. You know why I know? Because if someone's baal naira murasa, he's chayiv skila. If somebody's a reitzeach, if somebody only kills somebody, he's chayiv sayif. So what does that mean? It means to a certain degree, it's actually worse to be ma'anis and naira murasa than it is to kill somebody. So make a taste of the kal v'chaymer. So ayin Tosfos, the first Tosfos on the Yomid. But either way, so the Gemara says, you know why I know roidif? It's very simple. I know it from naira murasa. Madach, you kill someone that's trying to be ma'anis Naira Murasa to prevent him from doing what he wants to do. Surely you would kill a roidef achachaver lahargit. But the Gemara says, when we kill a roidef, we're punishing him. And if we're punishing him, it's begeder oinish that you can't learn oinish mikal v'chaymer, because that's the rule. By the way, I'll tell you a beautiful aruf from the Aruch Laner. We had on the Fayim Beis, the Gemara said that a katan that's roidef achachaver, even an uber maybe, a katan that's roidef achachaver, what's the halacha? Nitain latzil benafshay. It's just like a gadol, you kill the katan. Now, if killing a roide freik to Aruch Laner is an oinish, ain oinshin makatan. We know a katan's not a bar oinshin. If he's not a bar oinshin, how could there be a din roidef by a katan? But either way, the Gemara applies the rule of ain oinshin menadin. So you can learn a kal v'chaymer from Naira Murasa. So the Gemara says, devei rebi tana hekeshu. You're right, it's learned out from Naira Murasa, but not via the midah of kal v'chaymer, but rather it's via the midah of hekesh. What's the hekesh? The pasuk says, ki kashe yokum isha reyeyu uritzachay nefesh. Now it's good to just hear the entire pasuk inside. It's actually a very interesting pasuk. So the pasuk is in Parshas Kiseitse. That's where the Torah talks about the Naira Murasa. And the pasuk says like this, ve'im basa in the event that the person that's being boiled in Naira Murasa is being boiled her ba'oynis, the hechzik ba'ha ish, he grabbed her, the shochav ima, umeso isha shochav ima levada. In that case, we only kill the man. It's in contrast to the previous seer that the Torah mentions, which is where there was mutual consent, the man and the woman, the Naira Murasa, both wanted to do the Avera. So there the Torah says, Voitseisam eshneim al shari'irahi uskaltam oysom bavonim vomeisu, they were both killed. But in this case, where only the man is doing it baratzen, she's being forced into it. So there the Torah says, umeisa ish, only he gets killed. Vela Naira, what about the woman? Loisasidover. This is how we know Oynes Rachmana Patr. Ein la Naira chet mavet. She didn't do anything wrong. Why? Ki kashe yokum ishal. Beautiful pasuk. Says the pasuk, you know who she is the equivalent thereof to? She's the equivalent to someone that's being killed. Just like when Reuven killed Shimon. So did Shimon do anything? No. I mean, he's part of the picture, but he's certainly an innocent bystander. He's the victim. He was killed. So too, this woman who was taken advantage of, she is like the person that was killed. And it's for that reason the Torah says, Uanayra leisasa. So this is the Gemara. Very interesting comparison. The Torah says that this woman that was taken advantage of is kashe yokum nishal re'eyu uritzachay nefesh. Says the Gemara, v'chimala manu miraytech. Why in the world did the Torah have to make that? The Torah doesn't usually give a mashal. Why did the Torah have to give this mashal that she's compared to the person that was killed? Zok the Gemara, me'ata rezabal ulami v'lim tzolami. The Torah is coming to teach me that there is some similarity between the parasha of Naira Murasa and the parasha of Ritzicha. How is that? Man, Naira Murasa, Nitin Latzila Benafshoi. Just like a Naira Murasa, the halach is Nitin Latzila Benafshoi. If you see somebody trying to violate a Naira Murasa, you're allowed to stop the person even by killing him. So we learn it from Naira Murasa, but we don't learn it from Naira Murasa via the Midah of Kal V'Chomer. We learn it from Naira Murasa via the Midah of Hekdesh. I mean that we learn it from Hekdesh. There's no kasha of Ein Oinshin Min Hadin. Ein Oinshin Min Hadin would only be a kasha if it was a Kal V'Chomer. But if it's a Hekdesh, there's no problem with Ein Oinshin Min Hadin. Why not? So we'll see that in 1 minute. But the Gemara says, V'Naira Murasa Gufa Minol. And how do you know the Naira Murasa herself, Nitin Latzila Ben Afshin? So we just said that, how do you know you're allowed to kill a roidif? We learn it out from the Naira Murasa. Hekish. Okay, but how do I know Naira Murasa? So the Gemara, the Tanav Rav Yishmal. Tanav Rav Yishmal, it says in the very next pasuk, Ki basode mitza'a, tsa'aka ha-Naira Murasa ve'ein moshi'ala. The Torah is describing this vulnerable state that she was in. She was in a field. She was screaming. Nobody heard her. There was no one to help her. Ve'ein moshi'ala. Said the Rav Yishmal, ha-yesh moshi'ala. If there was someone that could have helped her, b'chol dover she'yachaleshi. It doesn't matter how he could have helped her. Even if the man killed this person that's trying to be ma'anasar, he would have had a right to do it. So from the Ein Mashiach, those are the magic words. That's how we learn that if someone is Roidef Achanayim Rasa, we kill that Roidef so that this Naira Murasa should not be taken advantage of. And once we know it by a Naira Murasa, we know it by a Roidef. How do we know that? Not Kal V'Chomer. That would have been a problem. The Torah is comparing the Reitzach and the Nirtzach to the ma'anes and the nenas. For what reason? Just like by Naira Murasa, there's halacha of Ein Moshi'ala, so too when it comes to a roidif, there's halacha of Ein Moshi'ala. So there's a very important Rashi right here in this sugya. So the Gemara mentioned, Ein Oinshin Min Hadin, how can you tell me you learn roidif by Ritzeach Kal V'Chomer from Naira Murasa? Ein Oinshin Min Hadin. So the Gemara said, you're right, you don't learn it from Kal V'Chomer, you know it from Hekish. So it's kedai to see Rashi inside. Rashi says, Hekeshahu, Shehukish Ritzeach L'Naira Murasa. So says Rashi, why is it better? Why could I learn an Oinish through a Hekish, but not learn an Oinish through a Kal V'Chomer? At the end of the day, a Kal V'Chomer is one of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatayr Nidrashas Behem, and a Hekish is one of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatayr Nidrashas Behem. So what's the difference? Can I use one of the Yud Gimel Midas to teach me Oinish, or can I not use one of the Yud Gimel Midas to teach me Oinish? Zok Rashi, Kol Hekish V'Gzeir Shava HaMufnis Hareo Kimafurish B'Mikra. When you have a Hekish, or you have a Gzeir Shava, it's as if it's Mufurish in the Torah. And it's for that reason, it's not really deemed the drasha. There had to be a Messiah, Rashi says, you couldn't just make it up on your own. There had to be a Messiah for the Hekish, there had to be a Messiah for the Gzeir Shava. Once you have the Hekish and the Gzeir Shava, it's as if it's Mefurish in the Torah, and if it's Mefurish in the Torah, the Torah said that there's supposed to be the following part. The Torah says that, Aroidef Achavera, to Lahargai, that loch is, you're allowed to kill. It's as if it's before in the Torah. But a kavachaymer, which you could done by yourself, even if you don't have a messiah from your Rebbe, there that loch is ein oinshin min hadin b'makis. So says Rashi, it's true. Hekish is one of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatayr Nidrashas Behem. Kavachaymer is one of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatayr Nidrashas Behem. But not all of the Yud Gimel Midas were created equally. They're not all the same. Some you had to have a messiah from your Rebbe. Others you didn't have to have a messiah from your Rebbe. For some, you are allowed to. It's somewhat considered as if it's mefurish b'Torah once you have the midah. Others you don't. So it says Rashi, Kal V'Chomer that Adam is done meyatzmoy. A Kal V'Chomer that Adam is done meyatzmoy. There the halacha is that ein oinshin min hadin. But Hekish, which a person is not done meyatzmoy. Number one. And number two, it's command the mefurish b'Torah dami. Over there the halacha is going to be oinshin min hadin. Now recently, not so long ago, on Daf Samech Dalet Amid Beis, so we spoke out the famous Marsha, right? We said one of the most famous Marshas in Shas are tucked away in Sanhedrin Daf Samech Dalet Amid Beis, where the Marsha says that he thinks he found another reason for why it is that Ein Oinshin Min Hadin. The context over there was Moilach. And the Gemara said a very interesting halacha. It says in the Torah, "Umizaracho leisitin lahavr lamoilach," and we learn from there only mizaracho. You're not allowed to be mavr lamoilach. But kol zaracho, if a person wants to take all his children and he wants to be mavr them lamoilach, that's something that he is allowed to do. And the obvious question is, doesn't make sense. Kal V'Chomer. If mizaracho is a problem, then certainly kol zaracho. So Pashup Shad the Rishonim say is that the way that people used to worship moilach was they would only give mizaracho. So to the extent that you give kol zaracho, you're not doing
doing it in the way that it was done, it's for that reason it's not going to be a problem. But the Marsha brings a smag. The smag said a different reason. He said it's true. Really, there's a kal v'chomer. And the kal v'chomer is that if mizaracha you get skilo, then certainly kol zaracha you should get skilo. But says the smag, you know why you can't make the kal v'chomer? Because being that kol zaracha is more chomer than mizaracha, maybe it furthers a more chomer punishment than mizaracha. So it could be for someone that gave all his children the moilach, to give him skila is not enough. For a mizaracha, someone that gave some of his children, it's enough. But for someone that gives all his children, maybe it's not enough. And being that it's not enough, he's anyways not going to get kapara. So if anyways not going to get kapara, why kill him? You're only killing him to the extent that he's going to get kapara. But if he's not going to get kapara, there's no point in giving him mizas bezin. So says the smag, a very novel chiddush. He says it's true in the from the standpoint of a kal v'chomer, if someone that only was maver some of his children l'mailach is chayiv misa, then certainly someone that's maver all his children l'mailach should be chayiv misa. But the kal v'chomer doesn't say that he doesn't deserve an even more chomer punishment. And to the contrary, there is a svara to say maybe he should get a more chomer punishment. After all, he did a more chomer aver. So being that it's possible he deserves a more chomer punishment, and therefore, when we give him Misa, he may not be getting a kapara. It's for that reason we don't do anything. Says the Marsha, I'll read it to you again inside. Says, could be this is the reason of Ein Einchem and Adin. I forgot the Kavuchem and Midahi Betaira. Mikomakat Ein Ladun Kein Le Inyan Einish. The Ema, you know why? This Svara. Maybe Zesha Asa Vera Hachamura Mizu Ein a Mischapri Ba'inish Hamafurish Bekalabi Mera. Because maybe it's true, this person's Avera is so much more Chamer. Maybe he deserves a punishment that's more chomer. And it could be the punishment that we're going to give him isn't chomer enough. It's for that reason you have the rule of Ein Einchem and Adin. So we have a Rashi in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, tucked away, where Rashi says that why Ein Einchem and Adin, it's because kal v'chomer is something that a person could be done me'atzmai. It's not command of mefurish b'Torah dami. You can't give a punishment on your own. It would have to be a little bit more mefurish. You would have to have a mesorah for it, and that's why it was so posh to the Gemara that when it comes to Hekish and Gzeira Shava over there, there'd be no problem with Ein Einchem and Adin. We spoke out that it could be a nafgamina between the Marsha and Rashi would be a mamatzino or a mahatzad. According to Rashi, that it's totally, and could I be dan me'atzmai or not be dan me'atzmai? Just like you could be dan a kal v'chomer me'atzmai, you could also be dan a mamatzino me'atzmai. But according to the Marsha, the point is that being that it's more chomer, the thing you're trying to learn out, maybe it requires an einish that's more chomer. Mamatzino is not more chomer. Just the opposite. Mamatzino means it's the same. That's what a tzad hashav is. That's what a mamatzino is. So you don't have the svar of the mashal. But in besmedrash b'lei chiddush, I'll tell you one interesting thing. And that is that we learned several times recently the parasha of the Megadeth. Megadeth Mevarches Hashem. It's been one of the themes over the last 20 or so, daffin over here in Masechta Sanhedrin. And what happened by the Megadeth? So there was a person, Ben Ish Mitzri, that went, and he was Megadif. We spoke about the rest of the story already. Rashi and Parshas Shmois, Rashi and Parshas Emor, there seems to be a Stira, the Chsam Sofer, Preskorov. We spoke about some festerate. But there's a very odd, what happened? So he's Megadif, and Moshe didn't know what to do. So they lock him up. Moshe says he's going to find out, what exactly am I supposed to do with the Megadif? Ve'im toimar, freik de rosh, and the Dasgein in Bali Toysa. So this is the Gedolei Arishonim. Hei choyu mesupakim and chayim misa. How could they have not known that he was chayim misa? Why not? What did he do? He was Mevarech Es Hashem. He was Mekalel in the direction of a Makadosh Baruch Hu. There's a pasuk in the Torah of Regen Rishonim that if someone's Mekalel Aviv V'Ima, his father or his mother, he's Chayiv Skila. So if someone's Chayiv Skila for being Mekalel Aviv V'Ima, Kolshkein V'Kolshkein, I'm reading through the Rush, Kolshkein V'Kolshkein, Aviv Sheba Shemayim, Melech Malchei Amloch, Makadosh Baruch Hu. So what could Moshe Rabbeinu Sofek Kevin? He wasn't sure if he's Chayiv. Of course he's Chayiv Misa. Madach, if you're Mekalel, your father and your mother, you're Chayiv Misa. Then certainly if you're Mekalel, Avicha Sheba Shamayim, Melech Malchi, HaMakadosh Baruch, you should be Chayiv Misa. Zogt, Derosh, V'yesh Loimar, Deloi Hoya Mesupakim, Im Chayiv Misa. It was Pashit that he deserved to die. You know what the Sofek was? Maybe he deserved worse than death. And maybe just killing him wouldn't have been enough. Maybe he wouldn't have gotten a kapara. And if he's not getting a kapara, what's the point in killing him? So they knew that he deserved at the very least to die. But you know, maybe he has to be, who knows what you need to do to him before you die, kill him. So maybe he deserved more than Misa. And if he deserves more than Misa and he doesn't get it, so he's not getting his kapara. It's like this, they decided not to do it. Azoy state in Rosh and Azoy state in Tosfos. But Tosfos has one line.
B'lashonei hazav.
Says Tosfos, I have precedence for this svara. You know what my precedence is? Kedomir and Gabi Mavri b'no yobitoi be'esh. Ish ki yitein mizaroi. V'darshinon mizaroi. V'loi kol zaroi. Mikan omra Mavri kol zaroi potter. V'hai potter la potter mamish v'chulu v'chulu. He brings the smag zarayas. It's b'furish v'daskein v'ali Tosfos. It's right here in the end of Parsha Zemar. Either way, Zokti Gemara.
How do you know that if you see your friend drowning at sea,
or an animal is dragging him, trying to kill him, listen, but all of our people are trying to kill him,
how do you know you have to save him?
So why are we bringing this here? Because the Gemara just brought it a moment ago. Why are we bringing it a moment ago? Because we thought was the makar to the fact you're allowed to kill a roydif, and it's not a makar. Because actually teaches me the basic law that you have to try to save a person's life. But it doesn't necessarily teach me that if it means that in order to save someone, you have to kill somebody else, that means that you have a right to do it. Do I need to teach me this basic law, again, that says that if you see somebody about to lose his life, do something about it?
I know it from somewhere else. I know it from the pasuk that says,
we know there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So if you find somebody's lost object, that's a Shabbos Aveda. How do you know if a person's guf is being lost? Somebody himself is about to lose. He's drowning at sea. How do you know you're supposed to save him? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, V'hashevoisoi loy. Extra words in the parasha of Hashavas Aveda, and it's coming to teach me that you're even supposed to save a person. So I know already that if a person is drowning, you have to save him. V'hashevoisoi loy. So I don't need Leisamad Adam Riecha. So what's the cheshbin? So maybe Leisamad Adam Riecha could teach me the halacha of roydeif, but the Gemara says no. Because imehasam, I need both. Havamina, I would have thought hanimil benafshe. Hashivaisale, maybe he's teaching you that you yourself need to do something about it. Avamitchachum meger agure, to go hire other people and expend money to try to save somebody's life. Imalay, maybe that's something you don't have to do. Kamash malon, that even that is something that you're supposed to do. So this pasuk of Ashi Voisaloi is also a pasuk in Parshas Kiseitze. The pasuk says lo sira eshoyrachicha. You should not see your friends shor oiseyoi shapsala nidachim that are lost v'salamta mehem. But hashev teshivim lachicha. This is one of the pesukim in the Torah that mentions the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Hashev teshivim lachicha. And then the pasuk continues ve'im loy karav lachicha elecha v'lo yadatoi. Let's say this person who's shor is v'blunged is not somebody that you know. V'asafti al toich v'sech, you should bring it into your house. V'oye imcha, and it should be with you. Adroish lachicha yisoi. Simonim dayraisa. V'ashev oisloi. If you bring simonim, that's when you're supposed to give it to him. V'chein tasa lechamoyre. V'chein tasa lesimlase. V'chein tasa lecholavid. That this pasuk, Pashup Shad, is Perogelu Mitzias. That's what it's talking about. It's telling me about the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. But the Chasam Sofer says that there's another lesson that you can learn from this pasuk. I'll read it to you inside. You know what it's referring to? That if you see Chas V'Shalom, Shenishmas Achicha Nidachim, if you see your friend and his neshama is drowning, Ve'en Lo Itakono Chas V'Shalom, Ve'al Yideizeh V'Salamte Mehen Liyo Hashoy Metshuva, you're ready to give up on him. There's no hope for him. Him? There's no hope. Great theme with the Ben Sayer Umayra. Chalila, you're not allowed to do that. El afilu im loy korav achicha elecha, v'lo yadatoi. What does it mean you don't know who he is? Pirish, u betachlis harichok. Mikomachim, the Torah says, vei vese al toich beisach, you should bring him into your house. Kemoisha asa rab yoichan al rei shlokish. Vehile lahai giyar, it's unbelievable. Adroi shachicha, he's saying, he should be by you. Lesoif, shehu yidroi shoischa, until finally he's going to learn from you. Droi shachicha, madoshin drosha. He'll come, he'll learn, he'll be part of it. You'll teach him darkei tshuva v'ashev oisaloi, and then it'll be zoicha to tshuva. Unbelievable. So the Heilige Chasam Sofer said that this pasuk over here is a remez to the idea of being makar of people, and even the person that's loy korav achicha elecha v'lo yadato, he seems really, really far away. There's no hope. V'asafti al toich beisach, you show him some love. You bring him in. You learn Torah with him. V'hoye imcha adroi shachicha oisai. Until he comes and he learns, and then eventually, even this person that was so far removed from the truth, even this person is going to be zeichet to do tshuva. I thought it was interesting that which the Gemara says is referring to hashavas gufay, says the Chasam Sofer means Certainly, I guess b'derech kal v'chomer, right? If you have a mitzvah to return somebody's guf to himself, then certainly kal v'kolshkein v'kolshkein, lashon harash, kolshkein v'kolshkein, there'd be an obligation to return a person's neshama. I think in that same vein, you'd have leisamed adam reyecha. Leisamed adam reyecha. You see a person who's drowning, and he is losing, maybe not his olam hazeh, and maybe he's not drowning in physical waters, but maybe he's drowning in some spiritual murky water, hurricane, whatever. The point is, there's an idea of leisamed adam reyecha. You have to do something about it. The poskim all discuss, what's the makar to kiruv rechaykim? What's the makar? I didn't know you have an obligation to do kiruv rechaykim. So everyone quotes the Rambam. There's a Rambam sefer mitzvahs. It's mitzvahs aseh gimel. And the Rambam over there is talking about the mitzvah of the ahavta es Hashem elokecha. And the Rambam says an excerpt that's quoted, v'zeh, that mitzvah zu, in this mitzvah is included, there's an idea that if you're obligated to love Hashem, you should try to get other people to love Hashem as well. Because when a person loves somebody, the Rambam says, the derech is, he doesn't just want to love that person, he wants other people to love him as well. Like, you think something is really cool, so you want everyone to think it's cool. It's just the way it is. What do you mean you don't think, you don't see? And you get all excited, you start, but that's the way people are. So if a person would have true ahavas Hashem, he wouldn't just be happy with himself loving Hashem. You'd want other people to love Hashem as well. And the Rambam says, that's why, who is the one that was Isaac in Kiruv Rechaikim in the Torah? Avram Avinu. V'anefesh ha'sha'asa b'charon. Says the Rambam, it's because Avram was called Avram Oyavoy. He reached Shlemus in the midst of ahavas Hashem. And when a person really loves Hashem, he wants other people to love Hashem as well, and that's when he gets involved in trying to bring other people closer to Hashem. See, avashi voisolei, perhaps leisamer adam riecha, yava haftas Hashem lekecha. Now, the most pashut mitzvah, of course, is a chiyach teichiyach isamisecha. It's interesting. The Bir Halacha in Hilchas Yom Kippurim. So the Bir Halacha says this. It says a very big kiddush. You know, we spoke about this not so long ago, a few times, where the nuances that the Torah uses sometimes. We have to lireyacha leisisna es achicha. These are different words that the Torah uses to describe your fellow Jew, and they're not all the same. They have different nuances in terms of what the meaning is. What does amisecha always mean? The Bir Halacha says a very big chiddush. He says that I believe elu haperkei oyle gamri. People that are poyrukoy legamri, could go mechal shabbos before hesia, or eichon neveil sahachis kvar yotzam michlal amisecha ve'inem mechuyev loychichoy. You have no chiyach to be mechiyach somebody. You don't have an obligation. Why not? Because he's not amisecha. Hoychiyach techiyach es amisecha. But yesh la'ayin. It's true. There's no hoychiyach techiyach es amisecha. But what about the hashiv oisle? What about this chasam sofer where he's loykarev achichay lecha v'loyodatoy? Do you still have the obligation of asafta al teich pesecha v'yeimcha adresh achichay oisle? What about the ahavtas Hashem lekecha? What about leisamed adam riecha? So something to think about. Either way, zok de gemara weiter tanu rabbanon. So the Mishnah said, somebody wants to kill his friend, you stop him, even if it means killing him. If somebody wants to defile a zachar, those were the three examples that the Mishnah gave. And then the Mishnah gave three examples where you don't have the halacha. A braisa that expands a little bit on the list. So those were the three that we had in our Mishnah. Now the Braisa adds, or if somebody is being roidef after another erva, for which there would be Misas Bezdin. So an example would be Bita. That's an example of an erva where there's Misas Bezdin. Or an erva where there's no Misas Bezdin, all there is Karis. An example would be Achoisa. Matzilin Oisa Ben Afshin. The Halach is Matzilin Oisa Ben Afshin. So the Mishnah gave two examples, but really they're just representative of a more general rule. The Mishnah gave maybe the extreme examples, a Zachar and a Naira Murasa. But it's not exclusive to Zachar Naira Murasa. There are other examples of Arayas where if somebody's Roidef Achara Erva, Nitin Latzila Ben Afshay, and what are those two examples? All the Chayvim Mises Bezdin, and all the, essentially all the Arayas. Says the Gemara, Amana L'Koyin Gal D'Gushif L'Kutzalein Hedyed. What about Amana L'Koyin Gal D'Gushif L'Kutzalein Hedyed? So Amana is chasing, or Koyin Gal is chasing the Amana. And the Koyin Hedyed, a Grusha, V'Chalutza. So over there, there's Yisurei Bia, but it's chayve lav and chayve lav in the essen. It's not chayve krus. It's not chayve mises bezdin. There, the rule is ein matzila noisa benafsha. Another halacha. Nevda ba avera. Let's say this woman, this girl, nebuch, an avera has been done with her already. So this is not the first time that somebody's going to be taking advantage of her. Then ein matzila noisa benafsha. Then the halacha is that we don't kill this person to stop her. The reason is because the reason we're killing this person to prevent her from doing the Avera is because the terrible embarrassment and the pgam that she's going to get as a result of the Avera. But if it's happened already, then the second time isn't going to be as traumatic for her. And for that reason, you don't have the halacha anymore that this person should be treated like a roidev. Another halacha, if there's another way to kill him, right, similar to Rabbi Yonis and Menchal's halacha, that a roidev shiyachal atzila be'echem me'evar, if there's another way to stop this person from doing the Avera, obviously, you have to exhaust all other options before you go and kill the person. Yehuda said, what if this woman that is about to be the anusa starts screaming and she says, don't do anything to him. I don't want you to kill him. Now, she doesn't want the Avera to happen to her, but at the same time, she doesn't want the person to kill the Roedif. And the reason is because she's afraid that a fight's going to break out. She's going to end up dying. So if she says that, Rabbi Yehuda said, the halacha is, that's another example where you don't have the halacha of roidev. What's the makar to all this? It says in the pasuk, and the Gemara says that this pasuk, or some of this is kriya seiruhu, it's coming to teach me something. What's it coming to? It says naira, but it's written nar. So it's written Nun Ayin Resh, but there's a comments under the Resh. So if you go based on the Yeshem LeMikra, it would be Naira. If you go based on the Yeshem LeMesiris, it would be Nar. So the Gemara darshins the Yeshem LeMikra and the Yeshem LeMesiris. Says the Gemara, Nar, the Mesiris is Zachar. Sounds like we're talking about a Zachar. Naira, Zu Naira Murasa. So that's how we know a Roid of Achar Zachar, and that's how we know a Roid of Achar Naira Murasa. Chet, when it says chet maves, chet elu chavi krisos, maves elu chavi misas bezen. Soktimar kol hani lomeli. Why do I need all these psokim? Soktimar tzrich nikos rechmar nar. Had it only said nar mishum glab urche, I would have thought only a raid of achra azacher. Why? Because that's extremely unnatural. So that you prevent, even if it means killing the raid of avo naira the urcha, but a naira murasa, where although this is being done against her will, and what the suffering she's going to have from it is going to be terrible. So much so we give the person who did it, skila. I mean, it's terrible what's going to happen, but it's still, at the end of the day, the bia itself is not an unnatural bia. So being that it's not unnatural, maybe not. Maybe you don't have the halacha of roid. Because Rechman and Naira had it said Naira, Mishun de Kapogimla, because he is being pogim her. Rashi says the psulim. He's causing her psulim to not be there anymore. Aval Nar, but a zachar where there's no psulim, the loy kapogimla, so you don't have this pgam imaloy. Maybe you don't have that halacha. So I need to know Nar, I need to know Naira, I need to know Zachar, I need to know Naira Maras. I can never learn that one from the other. Because Rechman and Hani had it only said those two, Mishum Dahai, Lav Horche, who have a high Kapogama, because each one has a good svara. Why you would think it's exclusive to those? Avo Shar, Arayis, Turchai, but other Arayis, which are Urche, Veloy, Nafesh, Pigmayu, and you don't have the Pagam, you don't have the level of bush of trauma that you have with a Naira Murasa. So I would have thought that maybe the halacha doesn't apply over there, because Rachman Achet, that's why it said Chet. Okay, because Rachman Achet, now let it just say Chet. Right, it's a good kasha. Because isn't Zachar and Naira Murasa included in Chayvi Krisus and Chayvi Mises Bezin? So I had just said Chet, I would have thought, Hava Min Afilu Chayvi Lavin, Kasa Rechmona Mavis. V'ikos Rechmona Mavis, Hava Minu Chayvi Mises Bezin in Chayvi Krisus Loi. It couldn't just say Mavis, Kasa Rechmona Chet. That's why it had to say Chet. So Nair teaches me Zachar, Naira teaches me Naira Murasa, Chet Mavis, Chet teaches me Chayvi Krisus, and Mavis teaches me Chayvi Mises Bezin. Fake the Marv, Lichtig Rachmana, Chet Mavis, Loibayu Nairu Naira. Let it just say Chet Mavis. At the end of the day, why do I need Naira Naira? Naira to teach me Zachar, and Naira to teach me Naira Murasa. At the end of the day, a Bana Zachar, and a Bana Naira Murasa, it's Chayvi Krisus, Chayvi Mises Bezin. So if you're anyways getting cars of Mises Bezin, it should be included in Chet Mavis, right? That's the obvious conclusion that you should walk away from this Gemara. So if I know all Chayvi Krisus, I know all Chayvi Mises Bezdin, why do I need a special pasuk to tell me Naira Naira? So the Gemara says, you're right. Enochinami, ve'el Naira Naira. Why does it say that? Chalamute over the way is Gechovim, ve'chalamute behema v'shabbos. One is coming to you Mayit over the way is Zara, and the other one's coming to you Mayit behema v'shabbos. Why would I have thought Avodah Zarah and behema v'shabbos should be included? So we'll see that right in the fine dalet. But for now, there's a havamina that oved kechavim behema shabbos should be included, even though the ikar parsha is talking about arayas. But I would have thought to include those things. Kamash malah nar nairo. One is coming to be Mamayit Aveda Zara, and the other one's coming to be Mamayit Behemoth and Shabbos. If a person's trying to do one of those Averas, you don't stop. That holds that an Oyvet Aveda Zara, you're allowed to kill. Lomali, so why do I need these two miyutim? Meaning, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, again, we'll see Reb Shimon Bar Yochai sheet in tomorrow's daf. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, who holds that you are allowed to kill someone that's on his way to do Avodah Zarah. So, afraid to Gemara, why do I need the two psukim? Chad lemu'ute behema, v'chad lemu'ute Shabbos. One for behema, one for Shabbos. So, the first man that I had one for Avodah Zarah, and the other one for behema and Shabbos. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is going to say one for behema and one for Shabbos. Says the Gemara, why would I have thought Shabbos? So could I tachamini taste Shabbos michil chil me avodah zara. I would have thought that, being that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai holds, you do kill someone that's on his way to be avodah zara. Maybe you should kill someone that's on his way to be mechal Shabbos as well. That's the chiddush. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, fake the Gemara, dama mechal Shabbos and galtziv nafshay. According to Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, another shita satanam that holds that even someone that's on his way to be mechal Shabbos and galtziv nafshay. Why? The asya of Shabbos michil chil me avodah zara, because he in fact learns the exer shava mayikul meimer. So why does he need two? So according to the Tana Kama, what was the two? One's coming to be made Avodah Zarah, one's coming to be made Behem and Shabbos. According to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Avodah Zarah, you do kill someone that's on his way to be Eved Avodah Zarah. So one is coming to be Mutah Behemah, and one is coming to be made Shabbos. But Reb Shimon says that someone is on his way to be Eved Avodah Zarah, you kill him to stop him. And someone that wants to be Mechal Shabbos, you kill him to stop him. So the only thing we're Mamayit is Behemah. So why do I need two? So the Gemara says, I don't. Chad miyat lemuta behema, one is coming to Mamayit Behemah. The Idach and the other one, I did the Kosav Rachmana Nar, Kosav Nami Naira. There's no drusha from Naira. The drusha is Nar. Meaning, Tyro had to say Lenaira Lesasadavar, or in Lenaira Mishpat Mavis. So Naira was never extra, it was always nar. The mesiris of the word naira was extra, but the kriya of the word naira was never extra. There was just one, and for one, you have a miyut. So the bottom line is, what we saw in the brisa is that even though the Mishnah seemed to say that there's only three times where you can kill a roidif, someone wants to kill somebody, someone that's a roidif achar azofkar, someone that's a roidif a naira marasa. We saw in the brisa that it's really not so simple. There's more. Number one, all chayvi misas, chayvi krisas, bezdin of arayas, you have the same halacha. There's also shittas Reb Shimon that said if someone wants to be oved avodah zara, you kill him. And his son, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, said that someone that wants to be mechal Shabbos, you also would kill him. So the Braisa had mentioned on the fine Gimel Amad Aleph, Reb Yehuda said that if the woman is screaming at the person and say, don't kill him. So Reuven is trying to be ma'anis Rachel, and Shimon sees Shimon wants to kill Reuven, and Rachel says, no, don't kill him, don't kill him. So the halacha is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you listen. It's mashma, only Rabbi Yehuda holds you would listen to her. It sounds like according to the Chama, you wouldn't listen. You would kill Reuven anyways. But Michael Mifli, what's the machlekes on my Rava? Rava said, the makpedes al pigma umanichtoi shelo yargena. The machlekes is a woman like this who we see from her. That's the Ekimta we see from her, that really she's not happy about what's going on. She's not saying don't kill him because she's okay with it. She's saying don't kill him, she's very not okay with it. But the reason she's saying it is manichta shlo yargeno. She thinks that if Shimon tries to kill Reuven, then Reuven's going to end up killing her. So she's worried about her life. That's the Ekimta. What's the machlik? It's Rabban and Savriya Pigma, Kapid Rachmana, Variak Pedasak Pigma. The reason you kill the Reidef Achanaya Murasa is because if she is feeling violated, we do everything we need to do to stop it. So the bottom line is, we see from her body language, that she is being violated. That's what we're going to, even though she said, yeah, it doesn't matter, we're going to do it anyways. Rabbi Yehuda had a whole different reason why we killed the Reidif. It has nothing to do with the fact that this man is violating this woman. But rather, how do you come Rachman Akatle? Rabbi Yehuda held that the reason we kill this Reidif is Mishun Namasr Nafsha Laktala. Because we're afraid, Anupshat, it's not because of what the Ma'anis is doing, but it's because we're afraid that she's going to put up a fight and he's going to end up killing her. And being that we're afraid that she's going to end up dying, we view him as a roidif achachaveri lahargoy, and that's why we kill him. In this case, Rabbi Yehuda says, where the woman's clearly saying that I don't want to put up a fight, I'm afraid, I don't want to die, I'd rather have this happen to me than die. So we know she's not going to put up a fight. If we know she's not going to put up a fight, he's not a roidif achachaveri lahargoy. If he's not a roidif achachaveri lahargoy, then there's no reason for us to kill him. Why Why was it so pasha that Amanu l'kayin gadol grusha v'chalutza loyin hedyet? You don't have the halacha of roided. You have it by chavi krisas. Chavi means it's beznin, not just zachar and nairam rosa. You have it by all arayas, and the reason is because it's a pkam. That's the pasha pshat. That's what the rabbanon hold. Rabbi Yehuda has a different reason, but the pasha pshat is because it's a pkam taking place over here. Amanu l'kayin gadol, you would think, is also a pkam. Amalei told him it's true. There's a pkam, but a pigma rabba kaped rachmana. A pigma zuta loy kaped rachmana. The Torah was makbid on a pigma rabba, on a big pgam, on a pigma zuta, on a small pgam. The Torah wasn't makbid. A little more Gemara. Chet elu chayvi krisos. We had halacha that if someone's roid the fach chayvi krisos and somebody else sees, you kill the person, so you shouldn't violate the chayvi krisos. Freit the Gemara geshmak akasha v'reminu the elu nairis sheyesh lemkas. And this is of course of Perik elu nairis fame. So the Mishnah gives examples where the halacha is that if someone is Ma'anis a naira, or if somebody's mafata a naira. What's the difference between ma'anis and mafata? Ma'anis is where it happens against her will. Mafata is where it was consensual, right? She was okay with it. The halacha is, regardless, if she's a naira, the Torah says that the ma'anis has to pay a knas. He gives it to her father. Naira, by definition, is somewhat in her father's rishos. So the knas has to be paid to her father. So the Mishnah says, the ilu naira sheishlam knas, and the Mishnah mentions the chavi krisis. Now, if the Mishnah mentions the chavi krisis, what does that mean? It means that if somebody is boil a chayvi krisis, he has to pay knas. Now, if you're going to tell me, herakasha, that if somebody is roidif acher a chayvi krisis, that loch is, you're allowed to kill him, that means he's chayiv misa. If he's chayiv misa, how can he be chayiv momen? Come with the rabbi minay. To the extent that he's chayiv misa, why is he chayiv misa? Because he's a roidif. So how in the world could he be chayiv? Now, how in the world could he be chayiv knas? As a matter of fact, the Mishnah in Masechtas Ksuba says that all the chayvi misas bezdin don't pay knas. Why don't they pay knas? You know when you learn the sugya of kamid ramin in yeshiva? When you learn perakei lunaris. That's what the sugya is. Because that's the Mishnah. Chayvi krisos, where there's no misas bezdin, you don't have kamid ramin. Chayvi misas bezdin, where there is misas bezdin, you have kamid ramin, therefore there's no knas. But the Gemara's kash is, even chayvi krisos, essentially there should be a kamid ramin. What's the kamid ramin? The fact that this person is now fear game because he's a roidev. I mean that he's a roidev. You're allowed to kill him. So the Gemara says a few terutzim. Zok the Gemara, Amru Rabbanu Kamei Rav Chizda Mishas Hara the Pigma Ifterle Miktala Mamayna Le Mishal Mad Gmar Bia. The two things don't happen at the same time. You know when he's a roidev, Mishas Tchilas Bia. Mishas the very onset of the Bia. That's when he's a roidev. Once he gets past the Hara, the tchilas bia, at that point he's not a roidif anymore. At that point you wouldn't be allowed to kill him. You know what he's chayiv knas for? The gemar bia. The two aren't happening at the same time. When do you say come with the rabbi minay? When the chayiv misa and the chayiv mamon happen at the exact same time. But here they're not happening at the same time. Because the chayiv misa is happening, he's chayiv misa only when he's a roidif. He's only a roidif mishas hara. So it's only then that we view him as a roidif. But in terms of the knas, that doesn't happen until the gemar bia. It doesn't happen at the same time. There's no problem. The gemar says, that's all true. The gemar that says, haraz neshika. As soon as the aver touches, that's that is when that ra takes place. But according to the gemar that says, haraz involves a bia already. Once it's achnas atar, there already is a chayiv knas. So the two things are happening at the same time, that it should become the rabbi mnei elam. Rav Chizda said, it's talking about where first was Baal Ashalai Kedarka, and then he was Baal Kedarka. He's a Roidef the first time he does a Bia. So the Bia Shalai Kedarka is when he became a Roidef, but he doesn't pay Knas when he was Baal Ashalai Kedarka because there was no Besulim, there was no impact from the Bia. So the Chiyav Misa is when he's a Roidef, that was by the Bia Shalai Kedarka. The Chiyav Knas is the Bia Kedarka. Again, the two didn't happen at the same time. Rava Amar, B'manichte Shalai Argenev Rabbi Yehuda. Rava said, it's talking about where she said, don't kill me. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that said, in that case, he's not a roidif. Oh, we have an example of someone that's being boil chayve krisos, and he's not going to have a din of a roidif. Why? I thought you always have a din of a roidif. Not if she says, don't kill him. According to Rabbi Yehuda. Rapapa amar b'mafut v'divrei hakol. More simple, talking about when she was okay with it. The only time he's a roidif is when he's doing it against her will. But if it's not against her will, then it's not a problem. And we will stop here. We will see Abayis Pshat tomorrow. But before we conclude, I just want to go back. So we learned the sugyas of Insayra Meira. See if we have time for two. But definitely one ha'ara regarding the Insayra Meira. That is, we spoke out earlier in the week an unbelievable machshava from the Shem Bishmur. It's mavur in the sugyas of Ben Sayru Meira that the only time a child can become a Ben Sayru Meira is if it tafsu by Abba V'Imai. If the child's parents take him by the lapel, They hand them over to the authorities. They hand them over to Bezdin. And they say, so he spoke out from the Helig Hashem Yishmul, and he said, what difference does it make? Why do we care if the parents take him or if the parents don't take him? At the end of the day, the reason the Ben Sayyir Meir was Chayiv Misa is because Yard the Torah L'Saif Daita Shal Ben Sayyir Meir. The Torah looked into the future and said that we know that this person is in a place where a neto he can't, he's in a place where he can't, there's nothing that's going to prevent him from doing real bad affairs to the point where he's going to be Chayiv Misa's Bezdin anyway, so we're eventually going to kill him. So why wait till he does that favor to kill him? Might as well kill him now. Yom HaZakai Val Yom HaZakai. So the Hilga Shem Yishmul asks, he says, I don't understand. If the reason we're killing him is because of the inevitable affairs that he's going to do, so what difference does it make if the parents are the ones that brought him, or if it was his Rebbe, or if it was someone else that handed him over? So said the Shem Yishmul, no. Because the only time it's Yard the Torah L'Saif Daita Shal Ben Sayyir Meir is if it's the parents that hand him over. Because when the parents hand their child over, you know what it means? It means they gave up hope on the child. And if this child doesn't have parents that are rooting for him, then this kid is doomed. Then he doesn't stand a chance. That's when it's Yard the Torah L'Saif Daita Shal Ben Sayyir Meir. But to the extent that it wasn't the Tafsu by Yavav Imay, if the parents did not give up hope on this child, then you know what? It's not muchach at this point that this kid is going to end up doing terrible affairs. And if it's not muchach that this person is going to do terrible affairs, there's no reason to kill him. So I'll tell you a ha'ara that I had. The Rambam in the end of the very last Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim. So the Rambam is talking about the laws of Ben Sayyir Meir. It's Perik Shvi in Hilchas Mamrim. And this is the very last halacha. Says the Rambam Azai. Ben Sayyir Meir, Hareu Kachala Rugei Bezdin. He's like any other person that was killed by Bezdin. Shem Mamoinam Liyarshayim. So if somebody was killed by Bezdin, Bezdin didn't have a right to confiscate their properties. Right? We saw that Evdei Avodah Zarah used to do that. Bezdin didn't do that. So what happened when Bezdin would kill somebody? The regular halachas of Yesh Noichlam Misha Meis would be followed. So whoever's supposed to Yarshin, if this man had children, the children would Yarshin, etc. Says the Rambam, same thing is true by Ben Sayyir Meir. Hareu kechol aruge bezin shememoinam liyarshen. What's the chiddush? Sha'af al pisha aviv garam leskilo. Even though who's going to Yarshin the Ben Sayyir Meir? Who's the next in the line? His father. He doesn't have children. It's his father. And the father's the one that caused him to die. Hareu yarish, doesn't matter. Still he's going to Yarshin all his nechassim. So says the Rambam, it's a chiddush, because even though Ben Sayyir Meir is an ordinary Rugi Bezdin, there is something a little unique. You know what's unique? What's unique about him is that Aviv, the one that's going to Yarshin him, is the one that was Goram Leitzkilo. So I would have thought maybe he shouldn't Yarshin him. Kamash Malani does. The Rogach of a Goyin, it is Sofnes Panech. The Rogach of a Goyin, it's in Perik Yud Hilchas Matnes Anir. So the Rogach of a Goyin over there says, brings a raya from this Rambam, that if somebody kills somebody, and the person that he kills, he would be next in line to, he doesn't yarshin him. So let's say a father kills his son, he doesn't yarshin him. Or if a son kills his father, he doesn't yarshin him. Even though, based on Sayyid Yerusha, he should. But if you're the Reitzeach, you don't get to yarshin him. What was his right? This Rambam right here. Because you see, the Rambam said that even though the father was Garam Leiskila, meaning, and I would have thought, therefore, he shouldn't yarshin him. Kamash Malan, he should yarshin. If you want to take a look at Tzav Zmeich inside, it's good to do maybe before you, it's actually Perik Dalet, Halacha Yud and Hilchas Matnas Anim. If you ever want to go through a very humbling experience, just go through three lines of Tzav Zmeich, and then, it'll cure any problems that you have. But either way, he has about 17 Marim Makaymas, Yerushalmis, it's unbelievable. But either way, but this was the Rogach of a Goyin's Makar. His Makar was this Rambam right here. But it bothered me this, right? I didn't understand it. Afal Pisha Aviv Garmel, why does father call him Skil? His father's the one that, what does his father do? His father followed the Shulchan Aruch. He had a son, he was a Zoyl Vesoyvi, he ate a Tartimar Basar, he had a Lug Yayinoy Talki. He did it, but during the 3 months, that window, he's a Zoyl, he's a Soyvi, he stole his money, he bought it on the cheap, he followed all the halachas in Shulchan Aruch. That's what the father's supposed to do. The Tafsa Bayav Vimai, Vaitzio Ziknayiri. Why is the father a Reitzach any more than two Adim, for example, that see Reuven kill Shimon, and they go to Bezdin and they tell Bezdin, I want you to know I saw Reuven kill Shimon. So what's the halacha? They're Reutzchen? They're going to be Reutzchen? Now why would they be Reutzchen? They're doing what they're supposed to do. Then lo yagid, v'nasa v'ayinu, the Torah says. You have to say this. I think the Teretz is the Shem Yishmol. The Teretz is, it's true, the father, in his mind, was following the rules, but he didn't realize that the only reason this kid is a Ben Sayyir Meir is because the father took the kid and he handed him over to Zikne Yiroi. He's the cause. Because if the father didn't give up hope, if the mother didn't do nothing, this kid wouldn't be Chayiv Skilo. Nothing would ever happen to him. So in a sense, the father's not just punk the Goyrim like the Eid is a Goyrim. Afal Pisha Aviv Goyrim Leiskila. It's the father. It's the fact that he gave up hope. That was Goyrim Leiskila. Doesn't matter. Hareu Yorshai, he could still Yarshin. That's the first art. So we have time for another art. The second art is Meir Simcha.
Meshech Chachma, and a classic Meshech Chachma, brings a Tesefta Masechtin Snegon. Omer Rab Nosen, Ein Ben Soir Umayr Nasa B'Yerushalayim. You couldn't be a Ben Soir Umayr in Yerushalayim. Medrash Pliya. No Ben Soir Umayr in Yerushalayim. Says Rav Simcha something unbelievable. He says, Benir Liyatam, based on the Gemara Masechtas, Psochim Daf Nenzayin Amar Aleph. Listen to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Su'usha Orim Rashaychem. What does it mean? Su'usha Orim Rashaychem. V'yikonez Yoichanon Ben Narboi. So when the gates of the Beis HaMikdash open up, you know who should walk in? Yoichanan ben Arboy, v'yemalei kreisoy, and he should fill himself up from the karbonis. Amru olav al Yoichanan ben Arboy, shay yoichon gimel meyas agolim, he would eat 300 agolim, this was his meal, v'shoyse gimel meyas garbe yayin, 300 bottles of wine, v'ichal arboim sogoy zolos, kinu achsuda, just for dessert. Amru, they say, kol yomav shay yoichanan ben Arboy, lo nimtza noisim in the Mikdash. There was never noisim in the Beis HaMikdash. As I talk to Gemara, it's a Gemara Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. This is what Meir Simcha says. Meir Simcha says that the Gemara is not even saying it l'gnai. The Gemara is saying that he made sure that there shouldn't be noisa. You're not allowed to have noisa in the Beis HaMikdash. So in the good times, in the fat times, right, they're bringing karbonos. So people, they can't have to eat. And because the Gehadim had to eat so much to make sure there wasn't noiser, there was a ruach in Yerushalayim of Achila Gasa. So now let's take this child. He grows up in Yerushalayim. He sees Kayhanim. They're eating Gimel Meis Yayin, Gimel Meis Agolim, Arbon Sogoy Zoylos, Kinuach Suda. What do you expect from him? Mayasa Abemba Layachta. You don't expect him to go now and see what his father's doing, what his uncle's doing, what his Baba Zayd, what everybody is doing. That's what they're doing in Yerushalayim. That's what's going on. You can't have a taina on this child. And being that you can't have a taina on this child, it's for that reason, Ein Ben Soiru Moir Nasir Yerushalayim. Very, very deep, very, very profound. But I was thinking maybe to say a little bit differently. And that is that the Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, Aser to Aser, as called Fuas Aracha, Yoitza Asad Shana Shana. And then the Torah talks about different types of Maiser. And one type of Maiser was Maiser Sheni. And Maiser Sheni, we know how to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Why? The Pasuk says, the Mantilma Liyiras Hashem Alekacha Kol Ayomim. The reason is because when the Yid took his Maiser up to Yerushalayim, he got Yerushalayim. Why did he get Yerushalayim? So Tosfos says, Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We learned this Tosfos together. Tosfos says, the reason is because the Yid would come to Yerushalayim, he would see the Kayhanim doing their Avodah, the Leviim B'duchanim, he would be infused with Yerushalayim. He would get from, there was always so much Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim. The Pasuk says, V'man tilmad l'yiras Hashem alekecha kol hayom. That's why they ate Ma'aseh Sheni Yerushalayim. Because Yerushalayim was a city that was mole Yerushalayim. A Yid went up, boom! He got Yerushalayim. That's how Yerushalayim, that was the impact Yerushalayim was able to have on a person. So I was thinking maybe that's why Ein Ben Soir Umayr Nasir Yerushalayim. Because there's so much Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is a city L'man Tilmad L'Yiras Hashem Alekecha Kol Hayomim. Memela Ein Ben Soir Umayr Nasir Yerushalayim. But I think you could say it a little bit deeper. And that is, this Gemara, that Gemara that we mentioned, Bava Basra Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. So what was the context? The Gemara was talking about Brum. Zocher Oysa Yish LaToiv, Yeshua Ben Gamla Shmai. Remember him? Shil Molei Hu Neshtakach Terim Yisrael. We're not for Yeshua Ben Gamla Terim Ben Gamla. Forgot. He was the one that set up the school system. He was the one that set up the Chadarim. Because it used to be someone that had a father, his father would teach him Torah. But someone didn't have a father, how would he learn Torah? So he set up yeshivas in Yerushalayim. Says Tais, why Yerushalayim? Because in Yerushalayim, there was tremendous Yerushalayim. And being that was tremendous Yerushalayim, you know what a person did when he came to Yerushalayim? He would learn Torah. And he says, that's Pshat and Chazal that say, G'doyla Maiseh Shemivil De Talmud Torah. What does Maiseh have to do with Talmud Torah? Because the Pasuk says that Maiseh was eaten in Yerushalayim. Why in Yerushalayim? L'man Tilmad L'yiras Hashem Alekecha Kol Hayomim. So what happens when you have Yerushalayim, you learn Torah? So Kimitzi and Teitz of Torah is based on this idea of L'man Tilmad L'yiras Hashem Alekecha Kol Hayomim. Why did they kill them in Soir Meir? Because you're the Torah L'Seif Daiti Shom in Soir. We learned the Gemara, right? And based on Manav, top Gemara, Levi. At this Fugir land. Right, the top Gemara, where the Gemara says, because you're going to eat a Tartim Arbaz, you're going to do this, before you know you're molasting a Sabriyas, you're going to end up being Chayiv Misa. That's the Lashon HaGemara, Sanhedrin, Ayin Beis Amin Aleph. Rabbi Shmuel Yankif and Azayis Liyakif brings a Yerushalmi, right here in Perek Ben Soir Meir, that adds two words to that Gemara. Unbelievable. Tzofa Kodesh Baruch Hu, She Soif Ze Osid Ligamer Nichse Yofiv, Ves Nichse Imoiv, V'yoyshav lebe prashas drachim, u'mepekeach es abriyos, v'hirig es anafashas, v'soifay l'shakeach es talmudai. And he's going to even forget his learning.
Amra Torah, Mutav Shiyama Zakai, Velayama Zakai. Forgetting his learning, you have to do with anything. He already killed somebody. We're worried about forgetting his learning. Zakrab Shmoyankiv, yeah. Because if he would have Torah, then he's going to be okay. He'll be safe. Even if he kills somebody, he's going to come back. He'll be fine. You don't have to worry about it. It's only if we are worried about him not even having Torah anymore, that's when we have a problem. But to the extent that he has Torah, that's something that we don't have to worry about. So I was thinking, G'doyla Maisa Shemivia Lidei Talmud. Why? Because in Yerushalayim there was Torah. That's Kimitzi and Teitzei Torah. L'man Tilma L'yeres Hashem L'kechel. You know what happened? A person went to Yerushalayim, he went for Sukkot, he came back. He joined the local daf. That's what he did, right? He started learning Torah. Lamad, that was the Yira. The Yira was Mevili De Torah. That's G'day L'maisa Shemivili De Torah. If a person has Torah in Yerushalayim, that was the school of Yerushalayim. That means he's not Soifer L'Shakeach Es Tamuda. If he's not Soifer L'Shakeach Es Tamuda, he can't be a Ben Soiru Meira. Nenela, Ein Ben Soiru Meira Nasa B'Yerushalayim. Yeah.
Shkash. Guys, how old is this kid? Son of Meira?